Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
From radioinfo.com.au. It's Wednesday, the 22nd of July. And from Radio Info's On This Day, birthdays for singer and actress Selena Gomez and Aussie model Shani Vinson. Hi there, I'm Brad Smart, and welcome to the Morning Briefing. Here's what people are talking about in radio this morning. Well, I thought I heard a collective sigh of relief from most broadcasters yesterday when Prime Minister Scott Morrison confirmed that JobKeeper would be extended. With a catastrophic meltdown of radio advertising that began back in March, many broadcasters have been heavily relying on federal government assistance to keep their people paid. Perhaps more importantly, the payments have let them keep their key teams together throughout the crisis. Regional broadcasters were hit particularly hard when advertising went south. Grant broadcasters allegedly lost up to 75% of their local revenue base at one point, and SCA faced a financial meltdown as their share price plummeted in response to the advertising collapse. JobKeeper has helped underpin many radio networks, both regional and metro, giving their sales teams enough breathing space to start rebuilding their order books as the economy opens up. Concerns are starting to be raised over the recommencement of metro radio ratings. Yesterday, CRA announced that the previously postponed survey would begin next week on July 26. However, with those COVID flare-ups in Victoria and New South Wales gaining strength, questions are starting to be asked as to whether it'll be safe to put GFK people back on the streets. The company is planning an increased use of e-diaries for Melbourne, but in other markets, could the survey increase the risk of spreading infection? CRA Chief Joan Warner says any surveys will be carried out within the COVID-19 guidelines. Tributes have continued to flow in for Melbourne radio identity Bob Taylor, to whom many radio announcers owe their careers. Taylor worked in Melbourne commercial radio from his early teens before transferring to 7HT Hobart and then the Victorian Broadcasting Network. Many people in the industry will remember Bob Taylor for the Announcers Academy, which he set up with veteran broadcaster Ian Nichols. The Academy trained hundreds of aspiring radio announcers and television presenters, many of whom are still in the business today. Bob Taylor died at the weekend, age 79. Finding just the right target market for a podcast is essential for its success. Mamma Mia looks to have hit on the ideal formula with its latest offering, Me After You. This new podcast series is targeted at women with kids under four. Triple J's Unearth High is back. The annual competition is aimed at discovering the next new music star, as it has for the last 13 years. On offer for the winner is industry advice from the Triple J Unearth team, access to recording facilities, and guaranteed airplay on the network. Please tell your friends about our daily flash briefing and give us a rating on your podcast platform. You can also click that like or share button. For all the details of today's stories, check out the website at radioinfo.com.au.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.